It seems like AI is advancing faster than ever these days. You know, you see some crazy new breakthrough making headlines almost every other day. But this Nemotron thing, this one has even the AI experts kind of buzzing, and you wanted to get a grip on why. So, well, here we are.
Yeah, it's been pretty wild to watch.
So today we're taking a deep dive into the world of Nemotron 70B. We'll try to unpack what it is, how it stacks up against the big names like GPT-4, and, you know, why its emergence is creating such a stir in the AI world.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, let's start with that 70B. It's not just some random string of characters. It refers to the 70 billion parameters that make up this massive AI model. Imagine a gigantic library, right, with 70 billion books, each one containing a tiny piece of information. That's the scale we're talking about here.
Yeah, it's hard to wrap your head around 70 billion. It's an incredible amount of data.
So how does that translate to, you know, what Nemotron can actually do?
Well, each of those data points, those books, in your analogy, they interact, forming connections that allow Nemotron to process information and generate text in a way that's honestly eerily similar to how humans think and communicate.
Okay, so we're talking about a serious amount of brain power here, but what makes Nemotron stand out, besides its size?
Right, so it's not just about size. Nemotron is built upon a transformer model,
Okay.
similar to GPT-4, and it comes from the Llama 3.1 lineage. But what's really interesting here is NVIDIA, the company behind Nemotron, they have this unique position.
Okay, how so?
Well, they're not just creating these powerful AI models, they're also the masterminds behind the GPUs, the hardware that powers these very models.
Ah, so they control both the brain and the brawn.
Precisely. This dual expertise gives them a huge advantage. They can optimize how the hardware and software work together in a way that others just can't.
So we're talking about a purpose-built AI brain honed for maximum efficiency. But I'm sure some of our listeners are thinking, okay, that's cool and all, but how does this Nemotron actually stack up against the big dogs like GPT-4 and Claude? You know, let's get down to brass tacks here.
It's a good question, and you know, the AI community has been putting Nemotron through its paces. One of the benchmarks that's really got people talking is something called the LMSYS Arena Hard Test.
LMSYS Arena Hard Test. Catchy name.
Yeah, you know, gotta love those technical names. But essentially, imagine an AI battle royale where different models are pitted against each other in these really complex, challenging tasks, problems that require not just knowledge, but actual creative problem solving.
Okay, so the AI Hunger Games, essentially.
Pretty much, yeah. And in this arena, Nemotron didn't just compete, it dominated. It beat out both GPT-4 and Claude 3.5 Sonnet, showing this really impressive ability to understand nuanced instructions and then come back with really well-crafted, creative responses.
Wow, that's seriously impressive. So it's not just a one-trick pony, it can handle different types of challenges.
Exactly. And it's not just about acing one test. Nemotron has also been crushing it in other areas. Take the MT Bench, for example, which focuses on language translation.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Well, the MT Bench results show that Nemotron consistently outperforms both GPT-4 and Claude 3.5 Sonnet when it comes to translation accuracy, and this is across a bunch of different languages.
So we're talking about potentially breaking down language barriers on a global scale. That could be huge.
Absolutely, especially for businesses operating internationally. Imagine a world where language is no longer a barrier to communication.
The possibilities are mind-blowing. But wait, there's even more, right? Didn't you mention something called Alpakeval?
Oh yeah, Alpakeval, that's a fun one.
What is that, like an AI talent show?
Kind of, yeah. It's like a decathlon for AI. It evaluates this wide range of skills, from summarizing information to writing different kinds of creative text formats to even tackling general problem-solving tasks. And once again, Nemotron 70B came out on top.
So we've got this AI model that's mastering complex problem solving, acing translations, excelling at all these different tasks. It's like the overachiever of the AI world.
You could say that, yeah.
But how is it accomplishing all of this? It can't simply be about being bigger, can it?
You're definitely on to something there. It's not just about size, though size does play a role, of course. Nemotron's success, it seems to come from this really powerful combination of efficiency and, well, I guess you could call it synergy.
Okay, I get the efficiency part. I mean, no one wants an AI that's slow and clunky, eats up resources like there's no tomorrow. But synergy, I'm curious to hear how that fits into all of this.
So it's about how all the pieces work together. NVIDIA, because they understand hardware so deeply, they've been able to create these GPUs that are specifically designed to like perfectly mesh with Nemotron's architecture. It's like, imagine if you had a master chef, right, designing a menu, but they're not just designing any menu. They're crafting it specifically to play to the strengths of their kitchen, their staff, their ingredients, everything. That's what's happening here. And you're kind of guaranteed to get some pretty remarkable results that way.
Yeah, I'm starting to see how that gives them an edge.
And this is where it gets really interesting, especially if we start thinking about businesses and how they might use something like Nemotron.
Because faster, more efficient AI, that translates to lower costs for businesses, faster development, maybe even entirely new opportunities popping up that we haven't even thought of yet, right?
You've got it. And that's what has people really buzzing about Nemotron. The implications here, they go way beyond just topping the charts in these benchmarks. This has the potential to make really powerful AI more accessible and, crucially, more affordable for a much wider range of businesses. And I think that could lead to this incredible ways of innovation across all sorts of industries.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've got Nemotron making a grand entrance, crushing benchmarks, boasting this incredible efficiency. But let's bring it back down to earth for a second. What does all this actually mean for everyday people? I mean, should we be like clearing our schedules for robot butlers and flying cars, or are we about to witness an AI takeover?
Let's maybe put the brakes on the robot butlers for now. While all these advancements are definitely exciting, we have to remember that Nemotron and these large language models in general, they're still in their early stages. They're still babies, really.
So we don't need to hit the panic button just yet. No need to stockpile canned goods or anything.
Not just yet. But on a more serious note, I do think Nemotron's success really highlights a pivotal shift that's happening in AI development. It's no longer just about building bigger, more complex models.
So it's about making them smarter, more streamlined, more focused on what they need to do.
Exactly. And that shift, that's something worth paying attention to, whether you're, you know, a tech enthusiast or just someone who interacts with technology on a daily basis, which, let's face it, is pretty much everyone these days.
It's a fascinating point, the focus shifting from sheer processing power to a more elegant, practical approach. Nemotron is almost like the poster child for this new era of AI, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. It really does make you wonder, what does this new focus on efficiency and real-world use mean for the future of AI as a whole? Like, are we going to see a move away from always chasing bigger and bigger models and instead see more of a focus on refining AI that's not just intelligent, but also, you know, adaptable, user-friendly, easy to actually put to use?
It's almost as if we're at a crossroads, you know? One path leads to AI that wows us with benchmarks and maybe not much else, and the other leads to AI that actually integrates into our lives, making things easier, faster, just generally better, you know?
Yeah, and that's a discussion we really need to be having right now. It can't just be about pushing the boundaries of what AI can do. We also have to think critically about how we use those advancements to benefit, well, everyone, really.
So as we start to wrap up our deep dive into the world of Nemotron, we're left with not just a glimpse into some fascinating new tech, but also, I think, a lot to think about when it comes to, like, the bigger picture of AI and where it's headed.
I totally agree. Nemotron's success, especially its focus on efficiency and real-world application, that could very well be a sign of things to come in the future of AI. It's a development worth keeping an eye on, that's for sure.
Definitely something to keep in mind as we continue on this wild ride into the future of AI.